answer. Okay, we are rolling. We'll start, and I'm sure Ms. Carr will be here momentarily. Since we have six here, I would like to call this meeting of the study session of the City Council to order at 5:31. We forgot to put on the agenda changes. Is anyone going to make any changes to the agenda tonight that they want to present right now or recommend any changes? Hearing none, we can move on. Councilmember Rod Jennings and I asked for this study session so that the council could begin discussions on how we can arrange for some help in handling the various duties in the city clerk's office for the near future. We just mean this as discussion. I sent out to you late this afternoon, and I'm sorry it was late, but Mr. Jennings and I both had some other commitments today. Just really want to talk about the various options that we have as we move forward. Our Director of Finance is here right now, can answer questions. I would just remind everyone that this is a general discussion. In no way, we can't really discuss personnel at this, so we can't talk about the specifics of our current city clerk. So, before I go, Mr. Crow and then Mr. Smotherson.
Yes, I do have a number of questions actually regarding this meeting and the appropriateness of moving forward when I think a number of people likely have questions about the situation that we're in and a number of questions regarding the FMLA. So though we can have this conversation, I think there is a great deal that we do not know, and I think we have some more information that we need to garner at this time before we move forward too far along this. And then secondly, to the acting city manager, do we have a director of personnel or a personnel officer or no?
The HR manager just recently moved on to another place of employment. Interviews have been conducted for potential replacement, and that is in the process as we speak.
And during the interim, the
finance director and her staff will handle most of the chores.
Thank you.
Mr. Smotherson?
Well, I appreciate the information that we were given, but the problem that I have is that I don't know how we can move forward and talk about a city clerk position or talk about that without addressing the current city clerk that we have right now. We have a city clerk right now, and that needs to be addressed, and that needs to be we need to get all of the information. There are several questions that I have, and those questions haven't been answered.
That's correct, and no one is talking about moving forward on a city clerk. What we're talking about is how we handle this transition phase that we are in right now, the various options. And this is actually a first discussion, and if you know, Mr. Smotherson, you and Ms. Carr put on the agenda for this night tonight a vote on this, actually. So Mr. Jennings and I, and Mr. Jennings, feel free to jump in, thought this is a first discussion of how we're going to handle a transition. Nobody's talking about a city clerk's position.
But you're talking about a transition.
We're talking about who's going to do some of the duties of the city clerk's office in the absence of our city clerk. We have people coming into the city clerk's office regularly. We have people sending sunshine requests. We have many duties that have to be performed in the absence of our current city clerk. And somebody has to be doing that. Mr. Jennings?
Thank you. I love sports, so I love to make sports analogies. If we were looking at a football team, there would be redundancy. There would be first-string quarterback. There would be backups. And we actually haven't planned well for having backups for this and other positions. So I think it would be wise for us really to establish, if we want an assistant city clerk first, and maybe that might be what we need to carry us through in the absence of our current city clerk. but also I think this is just maybe something that will prevent us from getting getting caught with our pants down. If something were to happen to our city clerk, my concern is, do we have someone who can do the job, who even knows all the tasks? So that's why I think this is important.
I'm not actually recommending an assistant city clerk. I gave the two options that I think we are faced with this evening, one of which is the option you, Mr. Smotherson, and Ms. Carr put on the agenda for later this evening. I also put down an option of just hiring someone on a temporary basis to help us through this. But there's a lot of work in the city clerk's office that has to be done, and we don't know how long this transition is going to last. This time that we're in is going to last, and someone has to be doing that work.
Again, we keep labeling a transition. We keep saying that but we have a situation, and that hasn't been addressed. And that's what I'm trying to get to. Before we can even address this information, we have to know the status of our city clerk right now, and we don't have that information. We don't have anything, and we have a city clerk. We don't know. And I'm trying to be careful with what I'm saying. But also, not having our city attorney here, we don't even know if we can even legally have this discussion. Because, with that, I don't know anything. And that's what needs to be addressed. We need to address our current city clerk. And we're not doing that. And I understand that we have this on the agenda, but that's not necessarily the same thing as having a study session about this.
Actually, what's on the agenda is much more than a study session, because you asked for a vote on hiring another position. Mr. Jennings, creating another position, which is not something I would recommend. Mr. Jennings?
Well, it's my opinion, and I think I understand that with FMLA, it's been established by law how to handle it. It is protection for employees who take FMLA. So I think it's self-explanatory. There's protections for employees to take this. And it's my understanding that everything was done to meet our personnel policy for FMLA.
Okay, you know more than I do.
I don't understand why.
You know more than I do, because you just said everything. You said everything was done. What was done? Because the only thing that we have is the form that we received and her email. That's it. That's all we've got.
And a doctor's statement.
The form that's the certification. Is that correct?
I'm going to ask Ms. Our director of finance to mention this, because that's what there is.
See, and again, before she talks, I don't even know if are we supposed to even be talking about this, but anyway, that's why saying this is not necessarily appropriate. Well, I'm not trying to bring it up, because I'm trying to say that this isn't the appropriate time to have this discussion, because there are questions that are not being answered.
Well, Mr. Smotherson, I would say, and then Mr. Glickert, I'll come to you. I would say that right now we don't have anyone in the city clerk's office to do the job. This city has to have someone who's doing that work. We have in the past hired temporary positions, filled temporary positions to help in times when employees are out. That's all this is. Someone has to do the work. Mr. Glickert, then Ms. Tina.
Blaine, I think what you're saying is probably an exec session, since we're dealing with the personnel and the transition. I would mirror or echo what the mayor said. We've got to find somebody to put in that office on a temporary basis. They do a lot of work that we don't know about every day. People coming in wanting something to get notarized, simple as that. So with that in mind, I think we need to move away from what you're talking about, Wayne, and just focus on what can we do as a council to band-aid the next 90 days. And with that in mind, I would ask Tina, we have this acting, if you will, clerk, we already have the finances available if we have to do that.
I will look into the budget, and I believe that I can transfer or amend the budget in order to add temporary help. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Carr? Then Ms. Tina.
Okay. So I read your brief, and thank you very much. It seems to me that, I have been told that there is someone who previously worked as the executive assistant to the city manager previously, and I don't know if there's anyone here on staff that could step in for a period of time. I was told that Deanna Townsend, I don't know if she's how she's currently employed, but that she had been acting as a temporary city clerk at various times in her previous.
She did do a number of sessions here at the table. I don't think she's ever done the, I don't know if she ever did the minutes and the sunshine requests, but she did sit up here a few times. Yeah. And I'm not sure if she's in community development now or with the police.
She's is an executive secretary for a police chief.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All
right. Ms. Tina, could you please explain, is there anything you want to say based on what, or should we talk about all of that in executive session?
I just want to explain that FMLA is basically the normal process that we do quite often in HR department. As of now, during the year, the whole year last year, we have 26 employees who took FMLA. And as long as this basically when employee is sick and the doctor recommend time off, and it's our responsibility to approve as a FMLA protected or not. But most cases, we don't have a good reason to reject it. Employees been working with us over 1,250 hours, and by law we allow employee to take 12 weeks of work. So most of the employee who request meet the requirements, and one thing that we always ask employee if they coordinate or let their supervisors know.
And Ms. Tina, didn't you tell me it was also medical, but also sometimes you might have to take care of a parent or you're having a new baby or
spouse,
whatever.
Spouse, child.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. That's included surgery that you can plan ahead of time, pregnancy, or you are taking care of elderly. And most of our employee whose spouse had a baby even take 12 weeks just to spend some time with newborn, so, and help out spouse. Sometimes they can't plan ahead, some emergency, some accident, employee can't plan ahead. Yeah.
Ms. Carr?
Because I also have a couple of questions about I read the employee handbook. I'm
yes,
not
ma'am.
Sure that that applies to our city clerk directly, does it?
She should be treated the same as
okay.
all other employees.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some of the questions that I have probably should be covered in closed session. And yeah. So I'm going to suggest that we put that on the agenda since I had put on personnel as well.
Okay. Yes, I noted you had personnel. Mr. Jennings, did you have something else? Ms. Carr?
Okay, so I have one more thing. I contacted GovTemps USA just to ask if they, they also have a segment of their organization that does a search, but they sent a letter back to city officials, and so if we decide to go that way, I thought everyone should have a copy. I'm not sure how many I made, but yeah. As
So, Ms. Carr, is this a fee-based service?
Yes, it would be a fee-based service. Yeah. But in that case, the city clerk, the temporary city clerk, would be vetted, and I think that insurance and everything else is taken care of. And so it just kind of depends on how you want to go, since we were talking about paying a premium as well. So
right.
You pay up front or you pay them back. Right?
Mr. Crow?
This would be to the acting city manager. And as we've talked through this, you've got a better handle on what our staffing is at the City Hall probably than anybody else. Are there any solutions for us internally on a temporary basis, or do you want us to immediately skip that step and move to the outside?
Well, basically, this was another one of those unforeseen things that occur, and that's what happens in any kind of agency or organization. However, due to the fact that we don't know what a time limit is, it could be anything from a day to 30 days to beyond that. We can do certain things immediately because that's what we have to do. But it would be very viable for you as a council to maybe seek someone to come in on a temporary basis. But I also agree that whoever does take this job, you need to make sure that they're vetted properly so that you don't bring in somebody and have no idea what their background is and what their capabilities are and so on.
So with the current staffing that we have or whatever triage plan is in place, would you estimate that we have a 2 to 3 week window, a 1 to 2 week window? What is the window for the council to bring someone on to step in on as long a term basis as we will need?
Well, I think that's still basic. We're going to do as much as we can to make sure we show up that position and take care of all the tasks that come day to day. But, you know, the sooner the better. I'm not saying that you have to have somebody in by the end of the week or next week. But we'll be there, and we're going to get it done. But the sooner that we get somebody for that position, on a temporary basis or however you choose, we'll be fine. We'll be good. We'll be much appreciated.
Mr. Jennings?
I like this. This essentially is Kelly Girls for government entities, if everyone remembers what the Kelly Girls are. And I would have a question. I'll say that question for last, but... seems as though they can provide immediate placement, which is good. Secondly, liability, workers' comp, and unemployment insurance is handled. Of course, we probably pay a little bit more than what that hourly rate comes out to so the company can make their profit. They can provide a person who's knowledgeable of Missouri sunshine laws, which is good, and also provide an extensive background check. My question would be, how quickly can we get one placed with this company? What's it going to cost? And also, if we like this person, can we convert them to permanent placement?
Well, we don't have a placement, a permanent thing. Well, I don't think we even want to start talking in that manner. Ms. Carr, did you have any idea of the cost or anything or time?
I did not delve too deeply in this because I didn't know how it would be received, but... I personally think it's a good idea, and if you would like, I'll contact them tomorrow and get back with all that information.
I mean, I think I'd be in favor of that if you're willing to do that.
Sure.
Any other members of council have any thoughts on that?
I would. Why don't we let the person who's really going to screen them, Ms. Tina?
This is actually
our job.
Yeah,
council.
This is actually our employee. So I think we will be asking Tina's department for help as we move forward, but it's really our job.
Gotcha.
Mr. Glickert?
I was going to say, anytime we have something of this magnitude, we usually have a group of us look at that. Now, I'm not solely set on that, but I do appreciate Ms. Carr taking the time to bring this to us, and I also think that we need to... take seriously what the acting city manager said, and that is, I think we've got 2 weeks here that we need to move on this.
So, Ms. Carr, could we ask you if there's consensus on the council to contact them tomorrow, kind of get the lay of the land on the process, and let us know, and then if it's beneficial for a subcommittee of this group to sit down with them to talk about the needs. Mm-hmm. We can manage that. So you'll take that on?
Yes.
Okay, great. Any other comments, Mr. Glickert?
No. I was just going to say that I consent.
Okay. Ms. Tina, were you just going to say something?
No, I just want to suggest that usually with the temporary service, we can ask for a couple people and we interview and we can select whom we want. Not only that, if the person didn't work out for the first or second week, we can replace it.
Mm-hmm. So. I guess I'd be interested in knowing, too, the... it's part of the vetting, but since a city clerk is hearing legal and confidential stuff, what kind of, I don't know, insurance or guarantees or whatever.
That's
they
for the background check.
Yeah, so that there's some recourse if this person breaks that seal. Anything else? Okay, well, it seems that there's a consensus that Ms. Carr is going to proceed with GovTemps USA and advise us as soon as you can, and then we'll proceed apace from there. We could have started at 6. So, sorry, people. Any other questions? Anything else you want to bring up? If not, okay, we'll reconvene in about 37 minutes. Thank you all.